Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a huge broadcast lined up for you today. We got Dan Holman joining us coming up in the second hour. On video, he's standing on a sidewalk with a pro-life sign with two other people, and a gentleman runs over with a club and hits him with it. The police show up and are obviously friends with the guy, and the guy's screaming, "I'll beat you in the head with it." And the police then threaten to arrest Dan Holman and others and say they have no free speech. Hillary Clinton's coming into town and going to drive down that street. Now, when an anti-war activist gets arrested for having an anti-war sign on a street corner, we have them on. Or when some pro-immigration group has their rights violated, we have them on. I happen to agree with Dan Holman. I'm against abortion. But regardless, I'm also for the First Amendment. These police are outrageous, and they all need to be reprimanded bare minimum or fired. These guys are total anti-American goons. Now, we can't really play the audio. The video's up on PrisonPlanet.com because of all the yelling and cussing. Imagine a guy with a huge club screaming over the police's shoulders, waving a club. He's allowed with a deadly weapon to run around screaming, threatening people. He hits Mr. Holman with it, who stoically takes it. He's screaming, "I'll beat your head in," and the cops are saying, "You got the problem. You can't stand here on the sidewalk." It's absolutely amazing. Speak of the devil, guys, I think I hear you playing that clip in the background. You must be watching it yourself. I can hear it in my headset. Sorry. So that's going to be coming up later. We're able to cut the cuss words out of it. We're going to be playing that. Also, I got a call yesterday on my Sunday show by a listener in Tallahassee, Florida, saying this big national gun show that comes to his town quarterly said no Ron Paul tables allowed, but the other Republican tables were, and that no one was allowed to wear Ron Paul shirts inside the building or to talk about Ron Paul, and that they wouldn't even let you buy a ticket when have the police threaten to arrest you. This just shows, and they can say, well, it's not a public space, it's a private event. But see, everything's becoming a private space now. You know, the malls are going to have metal detectors and checkpoints. It's the same everywhere. Well, sure enough, we Googled the guy's name. I mean, I believe the caller. But I Googled the owner's name, and it turns out he's in the news, and this is on record that this is the case. And it's just another illustration of these people, how they're afraid of other individuals' ideas. So that is coming up today as well. We're going to be discussing that. In the meantime, top story, de facto one-child policy urged in Australia. We told you that they were going to push for a one-child policy and a huge yearly fine for life for anyone that has a child. How do we know? It is the World Health Organization / UN presidential directives. It is the policy of the U.S. government. It is State Department Memorandum 200, so we'll be walking through that, and it's coming here as well. Bush authorizes full access to the U.S. roads for even more Mexican-based NAFTA trucks. Also, Chrétien, former Prime Minister of Canada, has been confronted, four different times politely about the North American Union, about Endgame, about Loose Change Final Cut, and he physically assaulted. He pushed. He pushed. The guy's just standing there, not even in his space. Chrétien leans out of his space into his and pushes him away when he asks about his public statement calling for a new world order, which, by the way, is on record. He did it a bunch. That's just some of what is coming up today right here on the GCN Radio Network. But first, we're going to play Ron Paul on the eve of the Gulf War.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
More mysterious shootings happening around the country. It has been confirmed that not only was one member of Homeland Security at the mall, but there were multiple members checking their security parameters and basically testing them in their reaction to terrorist attacks. Specifically, they're warning them about mass shootings in Omaha last week. Now in Colorado, there have been other mass shootings in two different attacks at the same church that had that weirdo preacher haggard with the gay porno stars. I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And I'm telling you, they use these strange slash Christian missionary firms as government fronts. Just like World Vision has been connected to, well, both John Hinckley Jr. and the other individual, both the man that shot Reagan and the individual that shot Lennon were from there. And, of course, the head of World Vision was having dinner with the Bushes the night before that even transpired in 1981. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. You just have to go look at the evidence. And I still don't even know what to make of it. So later on in the broadcast. I'm going to talk some about that. If you tuned in yesterday to the two-hour Sunday show we do, I talked some about this, but I do want to bring it back up later in the show today and pull up some other studies that came out this week as well. Major Israeli scientific study says regular mobile phone use massively increases tumor risk. So that is some of what will be gone over as well. I mentioned this in the first segment. We're also going to spend some time on it today. Thompson gets access to Florida gun shows. Fred Thompson, presidential candidate, has hit a conservative bullseye, the exclusive rights to advertise at some of Florida's largest gun shows. Pasco County Republican Chairman Bill Bunting said he is engineered the deal for the former Tennessee senator and Law and Order star because he's the best person to trust when it comes to the right to buy, sell, and own guns. And it goes on to say he's the only table they're allowing to be sold at any of the Florida gun shows. There's also National Gun Show, and that's the individual that owns these. And we got a bunch of emails yesterday about this after a listener called in and said he was even banned from having a Ron Paul shirt on inside the huge Tallahassee gun show put on by the same group. So it just shows how they're pulling out the stops to block Ron Paul. That's just some of what we're going to be covering. Is Israel saying, forget U.S. intel, Iran has nukes at full speed, and we'll be going over that propaganda. Now they're still beating the war drums right now. That's just some of what we'll be discussing today. But first, after I play this Ron Paul clip, I want to get into de facto one-child policy urged in Australia. Couples who have more than two children should be charged a lifelong tax, it's a yearly tax and a one-time big fee up front, to offset their extra offspring carbon dioxide emissions, a medical expert says. Paul Watson's doing an article on this today with his great research, and I'm going to be discussing that, giving you the details in just one moment. But first, here's Ron Paul in 2002 in March when they thought they were on the eve of the attack. Remember, the news said definite attack. Turned out the publishers of Mr. Graham, the owner of the Washington Post, was at Bilderberg, and that they had made the internal decision to not attack until March of 2003. That was announced here 1 year before, showing our intel is accurate with Jim Tucker and just how powerful these people are, how they really do steer things. But here's Ron Paul eloquently laying out the case against going into Iraq a year before the invasion.
I thank the gentleman for yielding, and I ask unanimous consent to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection.
Madam Speaker, I rise in opposition to this resolution. The wisdom of the war is one issue, but the process and the philosophy behind our foreign policy are other issues as well. But I've come to the conclusion that I see no threat to our national security. There's no convincing evidence that Iraq is capable of threatening the security of this country, and therefore very little reason, if any, to pursue a war. But I'm very interested also in the process that we're pursuing. This is not a resolution to declare war. We know that. This is a resolution that does something much different. This resolution transfers the responsibility and the authority and the power of the Congress to the President so he can declare war when, if he wants to. He has not even indicated that he wants to go to war or that he has to go to war, but he will make the full decision, not the Congress, not through the people through the Congress of this country in that manner. It does something else, though. One half of the resolution delivers this power to the President, but it also instructs him to enforce UN resolutions. I happen to think I enjoy more listening to the President when he talks about unilateralism and national security interests than accepting this responsibility to follow all the rules and the dictates of the United Nations. And that's what this resolution does. It instructs him to follow all the resolutions. But an important aspect of the philosophy and the policy that we're endorsing here is the preemption. This should not be passed off lightly. It has been done to some degrees in the past, but not so explicitly, not so much put into law that we will preemptively strike another nation that has not attacked us. No matter what the arguments may be, this policy is new, and it will have ramifications for our future, and it will have ramifications for the future of the world, because other countries will adopt this same philosophy. I also want to mention very briefly something that has essentially never been brought up. And that is, for more than 1,000 years, there has been a doctrine and a definition of what the Christian definition of a just war is all about. And I think this effort and this plan to go to war comes up short of that doctrine. First, it says that there has to be an act of aggression. And there has not been an act of aggression against the United States. We're 6,000 miles from our shore. Also, it says that all efforts at negotiations must be exhausted. I don't believe that is the case. It seems to me like the opposition, the enemy right now, is begging for more negotiations. And also, it says that the Christian doctrine says that the proper authority must be responsible for initiating the war. And I do not believe that proper authority can be transferred to the president nor to the United Nations. But there's a very practical reason that I come up with a great deal of reservations about what we're doing. And that has to do with the issue of no-win wars that we have been involved in for so long. Once we take and once we give up our responsibilities from here in the House and the Senate to make these decisions, it seems that we depend on the United Nations for our instructions. And that's why, essentially, somebody indicated we're already at war. And that's correct. We're still in the Persian Gulf War I. We've been bombing for 12 years. And the reason our President Bush Sr. didn't go all the way was he said the UN didn't give him permission to. So my argument is that when you go to war through the back door, you're more likely to have the wars last longer and not have a completion of the war such as we had in Korea and Vietnam. So we ought to consider this very seriously. Also, it is said that you are wrong about the act of aggression. There has been an act of aggression against us because Saddam Hussein has shot at our airplanes. The fact that he has missed every single airplane for 12 years and tens of thousands of sorties have been flown indicates the strength of our enemy, an impoverished third world nation that doesn't have an air force, anti-aircraft weapons, or has a navy. But the indication is that because he shot at us, therefore it's an act of aggression. But you know what is cited as the reason for us flying?
Let's stop right there. You see, when you see the White House memo from January of 2003, Bush is telling Blair, we need to paint a U.S. plane up like a U.N. aircraft, fly it low, order our soldiers, our airmen, to fly low and get it shot down. Because Saddam couldn't shoot the airplanes down. Now, that's declassified. That's public. The White House admits that was leaked. They're very upset about it. That's a false flag right there. And here we are almost 5 years later. That's right. We are only 3 months away from the fifth anniversary. Can you believe that? 3 months away from the fifth anniversary. December, January, February, March. 3 months. In fact, it'll be exactly 3 months on the... Well, they started bombing really on the 16th, went in on the 20th. So in 10 days, it'll be 3 months to the fifth anniversary. Ron Paul was talking 5 years ago about the 12th. 12 plus years of bombing. 12 and 5. 17 years. It'll be 100 years. The bombing will never end. The genocide will never stop until we stop it. We'll be right back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the pop.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it away. The names in the middle. The spaces where you used to play. It was an inside job. By the way,
just finishing up my comments on Ron Paul. There he is, a year before the war, on the false eve of the war, saying he rises in opposition to the idea of preemptive war, starting wars, and signing over blank check authority to the president and his designates. And now we have all, even more White House memos have come out where they say the president is the law. The president is above the law. All law flows from the president. The Fuhrer precept. Literally what Hitler argued. It's happening. And that means he'll pass it on to Hillary. He'll pass it on to Giuliani. He'll pass it on because this is a global elite that want these powers handed down to their minions, to their political puppets, to their marionettes. But hearing Paul's speech reminded me, they kept saying, we got to attack Iraq. He's shooting at our planes. Don't you remember how every few weeks they would bomb the Iraqis and claim they had weapon systems in the no-fly zone, or they'd move Scuds down, or they weren't allowed to do this, or they'd claim somebody shot at them here or there. It would turn out that our planes were just over there bombing them. And then in the weeks that led up to the war in March of 2003, now almost 5 years ago, they had hundreds of Saudis, hundreds of different flights of aircraft bombing all over the nation, bombing the airfields, getting ready for the invasion, while claiming that we wanted peace. Can you imagine if some foreign government, after 13 years, it was 13 years when the bombardment started, it had been going off and on ever since then, the incredible sanctions, all of it. And they keep saying Petraeus has done a great job over there. Remember what I predicted. I said they'd go in 2003, they'd build permanent bases, they'd break the country in three parts, the three different security zones, and that they would then stop financing as many of the warlords, and this has come out in our news, that are the criminals that run our government, and this is what the death squad commander from Latin America, Negroponte, was trained in. It's what he does over there. That they would lessen the amount of car bombings and death. They would just stop financing as many. See, first they stage a bunch of attacks as an excuse to stay there and build the bases for the 4 years. Then they shift gears once the bases are partially built and say, you know what? Things have stabilized somewhat. It's still very dangerous, and people are dying of cholera, and there's no medicine, and major cities don't have power but about 1 hour a day. The extermination op, the genocide, the siege, total war is going well. There's only hundreds dying every week, not thousands. And we're only having 5 troops die every 2 days instead of 10 troops every 2 days. Things have gotten much better. Hail Petraeus, and now it's going to be a UN operation and handed over to the international community. Now, you know, I have been resistant to interns because I didn't really know what I'd have them do, but maybe we should put the call out for interns. That doesn't mean show up at my office, folks. That's the one way to not become an intern. And I have a tendency to pay people. I don't have the money to pay an intern right now, but we need interns who will just go back and listen to me on the eve of the war. I mean, I literally don't have the staff to go back, I know what I said, and pull all those clips. That's it. Get interns in here. We have all the archives. I want them to go listen in the weeks leading up. Every day I said exactly this would happen. Exactly this. To a T. Because I know how black ops work. They do the same thing in Vietnam. Our government helped ship the weapons up to North Vietnam, helped build up their military, helped give the weapon systems to Russia and China to give to them, block the troops from actually beating them. Built them up, then engineered the overrun, all by design, and that now has been declassified and come out. They do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. They have a different type of logic than we do. I call it dark logic or black logic. It's a nuance. It's a system. It's a art form. That they carry out that is just destructive. They create messes, they wreck societies, they destroy systems, and then always pose as the saviors with the next phase of solution that always makes it worse. Now the Iraqis will be forced to take their injections. Now they'll be sterilized. Now they'll be poisoned. The extermination op will now accelerate through the UN and US coalition-controlled health service. Now they're going to get African-style, black op, slow kill, soft kill, bio-attack.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The masters hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide.
A place called Boulder.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
You're not gonna murder millions of Iraqis.
They buried me in that great tomb that no one
in our name died anymore.
But I'm still around.
You're not gonna carry out your black ops in our name anymore, murderers. It's over. And you know it. The sleeping giant that is free humanity is rising against you.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
All right, we're back live.
Or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will remain. I'll be back.
This
shop,
next story, dovetails in an integral way with our next guest, which then dovetails in with the attacks on free speech, not just in the United States, but going on a planetary scale right now. Now, before I get into this story, let me just set the table. I study about 5 hours a day on average. And then it is frustrating to then try to come on the air and try to condense all of that. And then I get emails and letters and USA Today attacking me last week and a big Canadian paper attacking me over the weekend saying I just make this stuff up. I do not make this stuff up. I do not make any of this up. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true every day. Every night when I go to sleep, it isn't even fear I feel. It is sadness. It is a sense of urgency to warn people. All I want to do is warn people. All I want to do is be a good, moral person. Because I have seen the dark side, ladies and gentlemen, and I want no part of it. We're sold that the dark side is slick and elegant and stylish and powerful and aggressive. No, the dark side is starving children with swollen bellies from malnutrition. The dark side is garbage blowing around the street and crackheads living lives of complete and total misery. The dark side is year-old babies pulled from their mothers screaming and drugged out of their minds when they cry for their parents and having drugs and chemicals and pesticides tested on them. The dark side, if you want to know what the dark side is, ladies and gentlemen, go out in the field and find a dead cow or horse. I guess for those of you that haven't worked in agriculture, you haven't had to, when one of these things dies too near the barn, I guess you haven't had to tie a big chain to a cow or horse's leg and drag it off when it's covered with maggots and stench. And when its bowels bust open and drag behind it and a big fat possum comes out of its innards who'd climbed up in there to have a meal. And I'm sorry to talk like that and be so gross, but I'm trying to get an image to you. Evil isn't cool. Skulls and death aren't cool. Darkness isn't fun. Okay? It's not good. It's ugly. It stinks. And I don't like it. And I worship life. I worship the creator that creates it. I love beauty and everything decent and clean and strong. When I see straight and strong and beautiful people, or when I see what society would call ugly people create beautiful things, I admire them. But the world hates beauty. They hate art. They hate strength. They hate everything good. That's why they try to cloak themselves in it to fool you into following them. And it's time for you to wake up and realize that this life is a test, and it's so incredibly short, and life is so amazingly fragile and transient. I have no doubt we have listeners, millions of you listening today. Some of you are going to have your husband or wife go to work this week, statistically, and they're going to die in a car wreck, or they're going to be paralyzed, or they're going to have their teeth knocked out, and their pretty face is going to be a matrix of scars. There are people listening today who within the month are going to have a family member or maybe even themselves end up in some type of
And understand, I'm not doing some Robert Tilton predicting, or Bob's out there and he's got kidney stones. I'm saying statistically, people listening today, you're going to have a child diagnosed with cancer in the next year. Statistically, many of you listening are going to be diagnosed with terminal cancer this month, this year. Many of you are going to die in car wrecks. Many of you are going to have loved ones die. Many of you are going to have your mothers and fathers and brothers die. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm pointing out this life is short. It is transient. None of us are bulletproof. It is precious. And you're going to find the fancy houses, the baubles, the cool cars at the end of your life are going to mean nothing. What you're going to value is the good things you did, the things you built, the things you contributed to society and to the species and to your fellow man. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying cars are bad or nice houses are bad or security is bad. That's good. But it's lower down on the hierarchy of needs. Number one in your life has to be trying to be a moral, upright, good person. And to be a moral and upright person, you just can't rationalize to yourself and say you're a good person. You have to research the world and make sure that you are doing the right thing in your life, or at least trying to do the right thing. We all do bad things. We all make mistakes. We all do things we shouldn't have, but it's the fact that you can then recognize it before you do it, as you do it, or after you do it, it doesn't matter, and then try to rectify it, try to change it. That's how your brain and soul is designed. And you're going to be fulfilled, you are going to be alive, you are going to not have that missing vacuum and feel unfulfilled and feel like you're looking for something. Man, I remember being a teenager, a young man, feeling like I was looking for something and going out and going out on dates 3-4 nights a week and lifting weights and running 6 miles every day and having a great looking body. That didn't fulfill me. And having people know who I am and think I'm cool doesn't fulfill me. In fact, it's irritating. But I'll tell you what does fulfill me. I'm so fulfilled. I am so fulfilled. My life is so fulfilled, and my cup floweth over so much because I have put myself where I'm supposed to be as a man and as a warrior. I have become a defender. I have become someone who is committed to sacrificing myself, if need be, in defense of the weak. I have done what I was designed to do, and I am fulfilled. The only area in my life where I have frustration is that I can't do more. I burn. When you read in Ezekiel where he talks about, they told me they're going to kill me, they're coming to get me if I don't shut up, but I can't help it. It's burning in my bones. I want to do more. And when I read that, I absolutely resonated with it because I burn. And sometimes I gyrate out of control and I go wild and I am rude and I get mad. And it's because there is crime and evil going on all around us. Our enemies have stated what they plan to do to us. And I'm sick of them having their way with us. I'm sick of them raping the hell out of us. Excuse me. I'm sick of them getting away with it. And I hate their worldliness. I hate their arrogance. I hate how they revel in trappings and titles and absolute garbage. I just can't stand them. I don't like looking at them. Because they're out there sowing the seeds of our destruction. They're out there sowing the seeds of death. They go and they target the weak. They have their way with the weak. And I'm tired of it. I'm not a wolf, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm not a sheep. As Mark Cornegie always said, and I think he attributed somebody else, I forget who he attributed it to, but you can't be a wolf, ladies and gentlemen, and you can't be a sheep. You got to be a sheepdog. And I'm basically like a sheepdog who's chained to a tree as I watch a pack of 100 wolves rip 1,000 sheep limb from limb, just having fun with them. And it's even worse to watch the sheep braying and
buying and doing everything they do mindlessly, feebly. I want you to wake up and stop being sheep. I want you to realize what's happening. All right, that said, in one little facet, in one little area, many of you have been part of this learning experience with me. You've heard scores of guests in the last decade plus here on air talking about eugenics and the New World Order and mass extermination plans. And I had read many books and seen many documents and read many university white papers and UN biological diversities and interviewed, again, countless experts. But as I get deeper into the research, as I learn even more, I realize that it isn't just one plan or one idea or one area of the New World Order. It is the central cord. It is the core. It is the prime mover. It is the engine. It is the propulsion system. It is the desire. It is the dream. It is the grail. It is the great goal. The great work, as the New World Order calls it, is killing people, enslaving, dumbing down, diseasing, salting the earth with genetic engineered abominations, rending. And then these very people, these lovers of death, they have the nerve to then run around and claim they are guardians of the earth and guardians of God's creation. Do you know where the one-child policy came from? It came from the Royal Commission on Population, 1949, which then grew out of that State Department Memorandum 200, which is horrible. Talks about 50% forced reductions. And all their other statements and biological diversity assessments saying 80%+. And Ted Turner calling us useless feeders. They went to China and they said, we're going to build your factories up, make you the elite, we'll sign agreements with you, we've been making deals with you since World War II, but you've got to get rid of most of your people, you've got to sterilize, you've got to do this through your vaccines, you've got to carry out the one-child policy, and don't worry, you've got control of your society, we're going to get control of ours, we're going to do it too. And they signed agreements, and those agreements are available. Portions of them, much of it still classified. And then I come on air in the last 5 months, and I tell you, listen, the one-child policy was signed by Bush Sr. and Kissinger during the Nixon administration with China. They started out in the mid-70s in China as a fine at birth, and then a yearly fine for having more than one child, and then in 1981 it became law, and they'll come and take your baby and drown it. This has been admitted in a bucket right in front of you. Then they found out there was money involved. Now they just take the children and do macabre experiments with them and sell their body parts, but we know they take them living. I mean, you couldn't, again, this is a horror movie. This is admitted. This is happening, you dirtbag yuppies, that all you care about is polishing your Mercedes. All you care about is your stupid waistline. All you care about is acting cool at cocktail parties and preening like a bunch of peacocks on parade. That stuff doesn't matter. None of us are free. None of us are safe. While anywhere in the world, they've got mass-engineered exterminations and taking people's babies. And then our own stinking government's behind it, financing them to do it. They made a deal with the Chinese with neo-mercantile finance and trade to come in here and deindustrialize this nation. We've lost the war, the economic war. We're a basket case. And I told you in Endgame, it's been out now for 2.5 months. I told, I guess 2 months, October, November, December. Yeah, about 2 months. I told you in that film, and I showed you the documents, that they were going to come out with a one-child policy. From England to the U.S. And I showed you where the government's talking about it. First, they have PR firms come out and say how great it was and hundreds of newscasts. And then, sure enough, now they got the medical associations coming out and proposing it. Okay? De facto one-child policy urged in Australia. This is out of the News of Australia. Couples who have more than two children should be charged a lifelong tax to offset their extra offspring's carbon dioxide emissions, a medical expert says. The report, an Australian medical journal, that's as prestigious as it gets, calls for parents to be charged $5,000 a head for every child after their second and an annual tax of up to $800. Or 800 kangaroos or whatever they are. And that's how it starts. $800 a year to start. That's exactly what they did in China. Now, you can debate all day whether they're going to be able to do this. The point is they're trying. People send me emails about Endgame saying I'm making it up. They're pushing a one-child policy. I'm not making any of this up. When I get back, I'm going to tell you how they're going to roll this out. I'm going to tell you exactly what they're going to do, because they got their own documents. They're playing games. It isn't a joke. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt.
Welcome back, my friends. All right, let me get into the one-child policy. Why do you think the United Nations 40 years ago began putting out propaganda that carbon dioxide emissions from factories, human activity, and human respiration, breathing, is bad? Because by taxing it, they tax life itself. And I've been saying that for years. Even the New York Times earlier this year had a headline, Taxing the Air We Breathe. Now, I can go over the facts and the science that you can give trees more than 10 times the level of carbon dioxide, and they only grow taller, healthier, bigger fruits, live longer. And guess what? They then boost oxygen, and they've done ice cores going back 20,000 years and further. We have had, just in the last 20,000 years, more than, and they've also studied the trees, 10 times the carbon dioxide we now have. The Earth is actually in an oxygen and carbon dioxide starved mode. I've interviewed all these scientists. The reports are out there. It's a life gas. But what they do is they bring in a tax on that and a tax on all human activity. And under these carbon taxes, as the Security and Prosperity Partnership's own documents say, it states that they are going to tax all human activity. And you're going to have inspectors in your house and how big it can be, and taxes on how big your house is, and taxes if you use too much energy, and then they'll ratchet that up to everybody. And taxes on your children. And they're going to call it taxes on your children. Here in the U.S., they're proposing just taxes on big households. And if you got four or five kids, two or three kids, or you use a lot of power, or your business, oh, well, we're just going to tax that. So it is a consumption tax on human activity, and then 160-plus third-world nations, China, India, Mexico, the list goes on and on. Even Singapore is listed as not being part of it, and it's first world, more first world than we are. They get to have what's left of factories and industry move there with no restrictions, even if you believe this carbon is deadly and evil and wicked and killing everyone, then the official UN plan doesn't even address that. See, so for the sake of debate, let's say it's all true. We're all dead. Carbon dioxide's a deadly bioweapon that kills everyone. And it's cyanide gas, basically. The point is, well, okay, the UN is pushing something that expands that. This is the one-child policy. Everyone having social workers assigned to them for life. We're going to break it down when we get back. It's here. You think you're micromanaged, you think the government's in your business now, they're going to use all the technology, all of it, to just run over the top of us. Get in game, it documents it, get in game out to everybody, order in game today, get in game.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.